Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we have the pleasure of conversing with Mr. Tony Schlesinger, the owner of Roof Royale. Known for their dependable and high-quality roofing solutions, Roof Royale serves the Austin, Texas area, including surrounding communities like Pflugerville, Round Rock, Georgetown, and Hutto. And Mr. Schlesinger, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So if you would, begin by sharing some insights into Roof Royale's origin story, the role your family plays in the business, and your aspirations for the company's future. That would be a great place to kick things off here today.
Sure. So I got out of the Army in 07, and I started a home inspection company. We actually expanded our home inspection company to Texas, which is where I was stationed. I really loved Texas, so I came back pretty quickly. After getting out of the Army. And what I noticed when I was doing home inspections here in Texas is there was a lot of folks out there that were, claiming to be roofers that really had no clue of what they were doing or the building science behind roofing systems. And I felt I could do a much better job. So in 2014, we started Roof Royale. At that point, I was, I had been a home inspector for, over 7 years, been doing that since 07 when I got out. So I had reviewed basically thousands of roofs through inspecting them before I ever touched one as far as the contractor. And I think that the growth is what makes a difference between us and other companies, being able to see it from the other side. As a critic of the work rather than doing the work gives you a different perspective. And it also, as a home inspector, I learned every aspect of the roof by code before touching one. So it definitely puts me at an advantage, I feel. My wife, she runs everything. She answers the phones. She does all the bookkeeping and the office work. And I'm out in the field most days. So, we've seen, great growth over the, years that we've been doing this. And, my aspirations is that it continues.
Sounds to me that you're doing very well and people have picked up by word of mouth on the quality of your service. So that is pretty some good stuff right there. Now, tell me, in what ways does Roof Royale distinguish itself from the competition in the roofing industry? I just mentioned on the quality of your service, but take that even further.
Sure. I think Roof Royale is all on its own. On its own little island because of the how many things there are you could call out that are distinguishable between us and our competitors. One of the things is we offer a lifetime warranty. And I think that we have operations going on in Houston and as well as Des Moines. And I bring that up just to point out the fact that in Des Moines, you build roofs differently because 6 months out of the year, you have snow on the roof. And in Houston, you build roofs differently because, there's several months a year where you're getting over 60 mile an hour winds coming off the Gulf. So we are building roofs here in Austin to withstand the snow of Des Moines and the winds of Houston. So that's one of the big things. And then we back that up with a lifetime warranty. When you have somebody that's offering a 2-year warranty, they're building their roofs to last 2 years. You know what I mean? So it's a big difference. The other thing is I tell my customers all the time, if when we're done, we judge by not the last shingle that's nailed into your roof, but when you're 100% satisfied with the work. And I think that's really the big difference, why we maintain 5-star rating across the board on every platform, A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau, is we're not judging when we're finished with a project on when, the actual physical work is done, but when the customer is 100% satisfied with the work. then we move on. You know, we don't leave anybody hanging. And I think that's a big deal, especially in the roofing industry, where you have a lot of folks that just want to be in and out, and they don't really have much regard for customer service.
There's some fine details there that helps us to understand what distinguishes yourself within the industry. Now, how does the presence of unlicensed roofing contractors impact your sector? I'd be curious about that. And do they present challenges for established businesses like yours? And if so, can you effectively compete with this?
Yeah, I mean, we effectively compete with them every day through education. More than anything, unlicensed roofers pose a threat to unwitting homeowners. Because unfortunately, you may have a guy show up at your door, knocking on your door, telling you your roof looks bad from the street, and you know he'll check it out for you. And that guy, it might be his first day, and the only qualification he has is that he owns a ladder. So unfortunately, there are no licensing requirements for roofers. We're licensed through RCAT, which is a Roofing Contractor Association of Texas. That requires continuing education, minimum insurance requirements, all of that. But as far as the state goes, the state doesn't have any of those requirements. So if you wanted to call yourself a roofer, you can go down to, you know, Office Max right now and have your business cards printed off, and you're officially a roofer, you know, and that poses a threat to unwitting homeowners that don't realize it works that way. But as far as, you know, our business goes, we get a ton of referrals from word of mouth, just because we spend the time to educate our customers on exactly how it is. And it's kind of the wild, wild west here in Texas when it comes to the roofing industry.
Real interesting details right there for sure, and a great description there. The Wild Wild West, Texas, is always kind of referred to as that over the years. Good to have you on the program. We're looking forward to hearing more. We're speaking with Tony Schlesinger, the owner of Roof Royale, a dependable and high-quality roofing solution serving the Austin, Texas area, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, also, if you don't mind, could you highlight the areas of expertise that Roof Royale is known for?
Well, I mean, we have a comprehensive understanding of building science. In your roofs, you know, you have sewage ventilation pipes, you have HVAC gas stacks, you have ventilation requirement for your attic space. There's just a lot of things. And I spent my time when I got out of the Army going to multiple trade schools. I'm licensed to do mold, home inspections, termite inspections. And so I just feel that the big thing is when we get into a project, we never run into a situation where we find ourselves over our head or outside our depth. Because of, you know, the experience I've had with having to learn all of this from foundation to rooftop by code before getting into, you know, contracting. And I think that's the expertise that we bring to the table. And you don't really find that depth in a whole lot of other roofing companies.
Also, earlier we mentioned some of the towns and communities that you do serve there in the Austin, Texas area. Get into that further. What regions or localities do you cover with Roof Royale's roofing services?
So we cover basically from Troy, Texas, which is northern point, down to San Antonio. We do a lot of work in Austin, Round Rock, Hutto, Pflugerville. But we have a pretty wide coverage area with offices as far as in other states. We have an office in Des Moines, you know, so we have a few locations right now. We're pretty much focusing on growth in Austin.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and also interesting details on how you build roofs. From the winds of Houston and also the snow of Des Moines. Very interesting details there, I found to be for sure. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
I think that the best tip I could say is do your research. you know, if you're looking at reviews, look how many reviews. Because if they have two reviews, that's probably a new company, and they could have gotten their friends to do reviews. But if they've been around for several years and they're doing bad work, there's going to be somebody that said something about it.
That is some sound advice coming from you, and really do appreciate what you do in the space out there in Austin and providing a tremendous service in the roofing industry there. Hit that website where listeners can get further details and also a way to be in touch.
They can go to roofroyale.com or austinroofroyale.com and, you know, check us out. Check out our reviews. Read what we got going on the website. I'm sure you'll learn a lot.
And of course, listeners, draw your attention to the broadcast page where you can find this link as well. Mr. Schlesinger, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And you as well. Again, we've been speaking with Tony Schlesinger, the owner of Roof Royale, a dependable and high-quality roofing solution serving the Austin, Texas area. And for further details, visit austinroofroyale.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.